Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome to the No Disqualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
This is Tay, T to the A to the Y, baby, and we're back for another one.
Back for another once again, January 21st. This is the night after the Rumble, January 21st, 2002. We are hailing from the B-Low Center, the Bi-Low Center. It's like the Wellness Center now. They call it the Well. They're in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
And this is suffering from the aftermath of Royal Rumble 2002, of course. So no better way than to give us something fresh, give us something new by starting off the night with Rob Van Dam, Spike Dudley, and Taz against Booker T and the Dudley Boys. Of course, we need to see Spike Dudley and Taz. We need to see them in a tag team.
Every week.
We crave it. It's something that we need here. Of course, they're tagged. If you really look at this, besides Booker T, this is all ECW originals here. So we'll give him props. A little pat in the back. What do you use your ECW talent? Mm-hmm. But Taz. But Spike Dudley. On one side, we have an athlete. And then we have Taz and Spike Dudley against three athletes in Booker T and the Dudley Boys. Drink it in, man.
Drink it in.
RVD and Booker T start off. Booker T, he's extra intense and focused. If you remember from the Royal Rumble review, which you've already listened to, of course. You've already shared it with your friends.
Right.
You've played it on your baby-making playlist. You've already heard it. You know that Booker T came in for a cup of coffee. And then he was sent over the top rope.
Literally.
Not because he's not a good wrestler. Not because of his criminal record.
Nope.
But because he's black. But in reality, he just got sent over the top rope. It's just how it was booked, you know. Why would you want have Booker T win instead of Triple H? You know what I'm saying?
Triple H is, you know, he's not black.
So. I mean, who's the shot caller? Who's the big baller?
Triple H.
Who's a pimp?
Triple H.
All right. And what does he pimp? He pimps out.
Benjamin McMahon.
Yeah. The Macho Man or anything.
Yeah, we're not going to say that was a name, but you get the point here.
Focus coming off the limb by RVD last night, by the way. There was a weird moment here in the middle of this match. There's not a whole lot happens. This match only goes on for 5 minutes and 59 seconds. Let's round up and say 6 minutes. There's a moment here where you believe RVD is getting ready to do Rolling Thunder.
Yes.
So.
And he rolls it up too much. And he runs.
Yeah,
he'd been
smoking on some strong endo.
Yeah. He knows somebody in Greenwood, South Carolina, at the Bi-Low in the back alley. You know, he got him a little pregame.
Yeah, stage. He said, dude, I really need to be, one with myself tonight.
He needs to be one of a kind, literally. So
and he smoked two of a kind that night. He had one blunt on the left side, one blunt on the right side, smoking up. But he goes for his Rolling Thunder, but instead of rolling, he jumps over Bubba, jumps over a second time, talks to him, then goes for the third time and just doesn't roll, just does a senton.
I thought he was going for people's elbow, but hey.
He gets picked up. Hit with a reverse 3D, which is really an assisted neck breaker. Let's not be stupid here.
All right.
The 3D is what it is. 3D to Taz. And as this moment where Taz is being 3D'd, a wild RVD appears out of nowhere. It hits a frog splash for the win. But you noticed something.
Yes. During this, reverse 3D, a.k.a. neck breaker, if you want to say it, Mr. Booker T takes the liberty and time out of his day to punish Spike Dudley in the corner and just, let me turn around and, you know, push RVD off the top rope and he hits his face on the barricade. But prior to that, RVD is attempting a back thrust kick,
as you say,
on Bubba Ray Dudley, and Booker T literally just runs right through their sequence or whatnot. It was kind of screwed up, but
yeah, like he hits his kick and then he goes up to kind of do something else again, and Booker T just kind of runs.
Yeah, like he meant to push him 5 minutes ago versus, you know, right there and there, but it worked out for the day. You know, RVD gets the win. That's all that matters. We love you, Rob.
Nonetheless, I gave this three. Three bells for me, sir. You?
Three and a half. We are huge RVD fans over here at No DQ Podcast. And we highly, highly, highly recommend anything Robert Van Dam Winkle, because he's the best. He's the whole effing show, and he's one of a kind.
And you just wait. This is a little bit of a teaser. It may be done by the time of the release of this episode, but soon we will have new podcast logos. Mm-hmm. Notice right now, it's me and Laz on that podcast logo, but we're going to have a podcast logo that has all four members of the No Disqualification Podcast, whether they're present with us now, mm-hmm. whether they're on a brief hiatus,
right.
whether they're past and they come back for special appearance, or whether they're current.
Whether they're dead, we can pull strings.
We can. We know people. Point is, this will have this new logo will epitomize each of our favorite wrestlers who are true pro wrestling spirits.
All right.
Rely on.
Just throwing some names out there. You know, you got John Cena's, RVD's, Eddie Guerrero's, Chris Jericho's, God, what's it?
CM Punk's.
CM Punk. Probably think Elias's favorite guy.
New Jack.
Yeah, Lord bless his soul. That's what I was thinking of. New Jack. Darren, I'm not sure. Maybe Undertaker.
Randy Orton. CM Punk is maybe it is. Of course, you already know for mine, it's going to be Eddie Guerrero. That's just how it's going to have to be. So, you know, it's going
to
happen.
Yes. So tell us, the viewers, the listeners, what you'd like to see.
What do you want? Tell us what you want, what you really, really want. We appreciate it. Of course, all our art for this podcast is done by my boy, Jose Roman. Mm-hmm. You can find him, Art by Tato, on Instagram. You can also find him on TikTok as well. That's my boy. Next match of the night, sticking in the tradition of just having... Now, people nowadays that complain... They say, hey, Raw is all about rematches.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going somewhere or something. But all right, yeah, go ahead.
They say WWE is all about rematches.
I thought he was going somewhere with that too, but okay.
They say AEW is all about...
All Elite Wrestling.
Diversity.
Oh, okay. My bad.
How many black champions have they had? Don't answer me. Now we get to this episode right here of Raw. And we have Edge and William Regal again. Again, it's for the Intercontinental Championship. Edge attacks Regal at ringside, suplex over the barricade, missile dropkick by Edge. Regal, however, launches Edge to the ring post. Mm-hmm. Edge hits him with the brass knuckles, and like the moron that he is, he keeps them on his hand. So the referee goes, 1, 2, hey, you got the brass knucks on, buddy. That's a disqualification. So Edge... channeling his inner Canadian rage. I don't know how many Canadians have raged out really hard. I don't know. Do some research. I can think at least one.
I've never seen Drake rage, but go ahead.
He never will. He's type to sit in the shower and cry. Edge beats like 4 or 5 referees down. Mm-hmm. Brass knuckles to you. Spear to you. Brass knuckles to you. Spear. 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 And he walks away. I gave it a 3. Not for the match, per se.
Yeah, not for the match.
Watching Edge kill 4 or 5 referees, it really jollied my Rogers.
Yeah, I give it 2.5. The 0.5 would be like you said for Edge killing the referees. It was pretty comical. The match really didn't excite me, didn't really have my attention at all. But I guess Edge, you know, he did his thing in the post-match. So that's
and now it's like the show goes on fast forward. At least it did on my Peacock stream.
Yep.
Billy and Chuck are backstage with Kane. They offer Kane a bandana that says Kane. Mm-hmm. And he is like, no, I'm not wearing it. And then they beat him down. So that leads to a match later on tonight. Of course, now we have Val and Venus. Hello, ladies. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Perfect.
Kurt.
By the way, death count for tonight. 1, Mr. Perfect.
Perfect after all, are you, buddy?
No. Perfect dominates early on, a few chops, a few arm drags here and there. Then Austin comes out, grabs a chair, gets in the ring, cracks Mr. Perfect's head open, and then stuns Val Venus and leaves. Oh, after he cuts a promo.
Yeah,
he's like, I did some push-ups. What? Sit-ups. What? Well, maybe I didn't do any sit-ups.
What?
I was drinking. What? Partying. What? Having a little falusies. Huh? I was bamboozled. What? I was confused. What? I got tossed over. What? But they were scared. What? I had a drink. Huh? Another one. Huh? Yeah, he just does it for like 15 minutes, which was okay. But like, come on. After the first 10 times, I'm like, please stop, man. Stop. I gave that match a 2.
I give it a 3, only reason because I give the 3 to Mr. Big Balboski. He had a big set of kahunas right there saying, Who was that? It was attacking Stone Cold's wife? Was it Kurt Hennig?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kurt Hennig. Yeah, he said, if I had something to say to you, I'd say it to you because the Big Babowski can kick your ass. So Stone Cold, he takes like a little, you know, a half turn around and goes around the ring, comes back, stuns the holy hell out of the Big Babowski. So I give it 3. But other than that, the match was pretty crap, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for Stone Cold, the glass shatter, the pick up the chair, this match could easily be a 0.5. Probably the lowest ever rated here on the Dickey Podcast wasn't for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I only gave it a 2 because I saw Mr. Perfect get his head cracked, and it made me happy. Yeah, that ain't much of a story to that one.
All right.
Next, we have Billy and Chuck, or some would say Billy and Cuck, against Big Show and Kane. We got the big slow out here, and Kane, of course. We know who the star is here. It's obviously Kane.
Right.
BS and Kane go after Billy and Cuck here right away. Big Show accidentally knocks Kane off the top rope after he clumsily sloth and Goonies, hey you guys, bounces the ropes.
Yeah, he ducks Billy and Chuck, and then, yeah, he knocks Kane off.
Then all of a sudden, we get a double DDT to BS, and then after that, we get a famous hit to Big Show, and Cuck holds down the leg, so you can't move your shoulders.
Right.
Can't move your shoulders.
Nope.
That's a 1-2-3. Billy and Cuck win. They sneak one out, or sneak one in.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how you look at it.
I gave it 1. It sucked. It was only a minute and 39 seconds, which is fine. Big Slow can't go any faster than that. Billy and Cuck have things they have to do backstage. And Kane,
he's setting off pyro in every stadium. He's a tens.
So, that's all I need to do.
Yeah, I give it 1.5 just because Kane. I like that retro Kane. You know, the mask. You know, it's very vintage. He throws. Which one is it, Cuck or Billy?
Cuck. He throws Cuck.
They look alike. Shit. And he throws one in. He finishes his in-ring pyro. He sets it off. It's going real good until the Big Slow gets in the ring. But, yeah, other than that, 1.5, 2.
I'm looking at Kane right now, and I feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah.
He had to tag with BS against Billy and Cuck. I just it's a beautiful Funko, though. I'm glad I paid for that.
Give our mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, Mr. Glenn Jacobs, a prayer. Just for even auditioning for that match, because he went through it that night. It was a bad pair up.
So sad. Next, we have our main event here. We have The Rock and Triple H.
Time to play the game.
Against Kurt Angle and King of the World himself, Chris Jericho.
Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, baby.
Obviously, you know, we have 3 believable world champions here. And Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Who's the 4th?
3. Hmm. 3 of them are believable champions.
Oh, okay. My fault.
And then Jericho's
there. Oh, yes.
Because the way he is booked, you wouldn't know that he's your undisputed champion.
First ever. Hey.
Speaking of Cuck, Chris Jericho.
Yes. One of my favorites.
Carry on. Rock runs over Kurt Angle right away. Triple H tosses Y2J over the top rope. And this is where The Rock gets double teamed by the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller and the Olympic gold medalist himself.
The broken freaking neck here.
He's over here, neck broken, beating down the one token black man WWE has. They're stomping him out. They're beating him down. This is all building up for the hot tag from Triple H. Triple H, however, does get in. He hits a pedigree, but Jericho breaks it up. Things fall into a bit of disarray. Makes you feel like it's the Attitude Era all over again.
Right.
Jericho hits Angle with a ring bell, which was loud, extremely loud. And then he gets hit with a rock bottom, and he gets pinned. Your undisputed champion gets pinned by The Rock
after taking the
chip in a tag team match on Raw. Mm. 3. You got a 3. If you change the outcome, you could have got a 4 out of me.
Yeah.
But when do you make the man look believable?
I'm with you on that one as well, because the prior week too, also at the Royal Rumble, he was, you know, his slogan was, don't overlook me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a slouch. I am the first ever undisputed champion. I would be treated as such. So, Adrian, yes, I get what you're saying. It could have been Triple H who pinned him. I wouldn't have been mad at that, because he did win the damn Royal Rumble, for Pete's sake. But The Rock?
The Rock, has no foot in this game.
No dog in this fight, okay?
You lost last night at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. So why? Do we give you your win back? Do you need your win back to The Rock? You're made man. You could lose the gold dust on damn WWE Heat the night before. And you know what? You could win the championship the night later and no one would bat an eye.
Probably did. You never know.
But why do we got bury Jericho?
Mm-hmm. Why bury Kurt Angle? Why he have deserved to be here with the ring bell?
He wasn't Perk Angle yet. Okay. When he becomes Perk Angle, that wouldn't have happened.
Okay, so
if he would have busted open, everyone would have got infected with the perk.
Okay, so this is still Sexy Kurt.
This is we're creeping up on Sexy
creeping
Kurt.
Creeping up on Sexy Kurt.
This is still Olympic got hair Kurt. Yeah. When we get to bald Kurt, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
He's tweaking.
So in the town, the nice town of Greenville, South Carolina, hey everybody, go Panthers. Your undisputed champion in the house of 16,000 people get pinned by The Rock. Not the man who wins the Royal Rumble. Not the man who literally cut a promo maybe an hour and a half before to come out and tell said such man, you have not beaten one person. And that one person is Hunter Hearst freaking Helmsley.
Of course.
You let The Rock pin your champion. So, yeah, I'm with your agent on that. I give a 3.5. Who really cares? We're going to get into our awards. But before we get to our awards, I'd like to bring a shout out to our nice sponsor over here, Rave.
Rave Energy. If you need pre-workout, if you need energy drinks, if you need that good, they got it. You can use the promo code NODQPOD for 10% off your first order. Go to RazeEnergy.com, RAZEEnergy.com, and use the promo code NODQPOD for 10% off your first order.
And you might want to do that. We don't count politics up here at NODQ, but the way the economy is going, trust me, you want that 10%. So go do that.
Take the 10%. If you ask any woman on the street, 10% more always counts. I'm just saying. I know, because I'm single. All right, let's get to our awards now. Match of the night, sir.
Match of the night. We'll give it to the main event. I didn't want to be biased and give it to, you know, Rob Van Dam, Shawinkle, and Spike and Taz, and Booker T, and the Dudley Girls. But I give it to Angle, Jericho.
Dudley Sisters, yeah.
Rocking HHH.
I'm going to have to give it to Edge and William Regal. Something nice about watching referees get beat down like stormtroopers, I really appreciate.
Two weeks in a row. Maybe.
That's what we need. That's what the economy's here for.
Yep, yep.
Worst match of the night, sir?
It would be Billy and Cuck and Big Slow and Kane. My apologies. Val Venus and
Oh, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, Val Venus.
Yeah, they really get much of a match start before. Like, they got a few hits in, and then Stone Cold kills Mr. Perfect. RIP.
Yep.
I'm going to give it to Billy and Cuck.
Yeah.
I don't like Billy and Cuck. I don't like The Big Show. I like Kane, but not when he's with The Big Show. That's my worst match of the night. Sir, who is your star of the night?
Rob Van Dam. Outside of the double rolling running thunder, you know.
One jump. Two jump.
Toss off the top rope. And
he's like Mario and Donkey Kong.
In a matter of seconds, you bat two eyes and he's a flying squirrel out of hell with a frost splash on Bubba Ray Halfway across
the ring. Yes, sir. We'd like to see that.
And yes, I'm showing favoritism to Rob Van Dam. We love you here at Nundie Pod. You're the star of the night.
And I'm going to find out how much it costs to interview this man. Cause we're gonna interview Rob Van Dam.
I mean, I know a guy. He just get a couple grams of weed. I'm pretty sure he'll do it.
What if we can get him to sponsor us with a CBD company? I don't do it.
Yeah.
But I'll accept your money.
We don't partake.
I'll take your money. We don't drink or do any of the drugs, sir. But we'll take your money.
Yeah. Here at NWQ, we run a drug free zone. Kids welcome.
Yeah. What was I thinking? Star of the night?
Yeah, something.
Oh, Edge. He killed a referee.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is kill one ref, and I'm happy with it. Who was your Charlotte Flair of the night, sir?
This is the ones that suck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, she sucks.
Okay, I thought this was a Nia Jax award, but we're gonna go.
She probably sucks, too. She's been coming in for a while.
I guess Val Venus and Mr. Piper, they both really suck.
I'm gonna give it to Billy and Cuck.
It wasn't for Stone Cold, that's literally nothing there. So.
I'm gonna give it to Billy and Cuck. I really enjoy saying Billy and Cuck, so I'm gonna give it to them.
Billy and Cuck.
Ah, no. Big Slow.
Big Slow?
His leg was down. You can't lift your arm up?
Nope.
Well, makes sense.
World's strongest athlete, Captain Nothing.
Yeah, more strong asshole. Spot of the night, sir.
I guess it has to be Booker T intervening with the
That's your spot, or is that your botch?
Oh, yeah, spot of the night. I'll give the edge killing 10 referees in one sitting.
As much as I love him killing referees in one sitting, I'm going to have to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin giving Mr. Perfect Alzheimer's.
Yeah, he did.
With that chair shot. One hit, gave him dementia.
That probably fast forward is my apologies. But yes. Stunning Steve Austin, you probably did it. No hard feelings, though. It's wrestling part of business.
Yeah, I'm sure he's worried about us giving him hard feelings. I think we both agree the botch is going to be.
Yeah, Booker T.
Booker T.
Five-time champion doing something so stupid and idiotic. Good grief, Booker T. You make our community look bad. And as community, I mean Black African American wrestlers, people you paved the way for, like Bobby Lashley and Big E and Kofi Kingston. People like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you really screwed us over, man. That's why, yeah. No wonder AEW's been putting Black champions out there. They saw you working this match. They said, no, sir. No, sir. Actually, in reality, it's a company ran by one Middle Eastern guy and a bunch of white people. They're probably like, we don't need Black people at the forefront. That's why we hired Jay Lethal, so we can put him in the main event of Dark, because he's Black and Dark and Black. And they, man, that makes sense.
Yeah, they coexist.
Oh, what's your score for this final show? I'm giving it a 2.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.5. You know, it wasn't that bad of a show. Like I said, these weekly shows, they're not that bad, but they're not that great. You just know, just to build you up to the pay-per-view is gonna happen.
And early 2002 is kind of it's a little sluggish, I think.
Yes,
you build until you get deeper into Ruthless Aggression. Once we get there, I think we're gonna be able to feel that. 2002, as far as pay-per-view wise, was pretty good all the way around. We have to go back and do the episodes, so that might give us a different view of 2001.
And far as business wise, 2002 was pretty rough on WWE. As everybody else knows, 9/11 literally was just last year, so you can't really get deep into gimmicks and characters without being offensive or blase stuff like that. So yeah, take that in the mind, it's fair.
And just for people to know, as far as what we're thinking, as far as retrospective of years, we've covered 85 through 91. And, those didn't have any weekly shows. They had, superstars, stuff like that. We didn't cover that. We just covered pay-per-views for those. I mean, we won't start covering weekly shows until we get into the Raws. Then we go to Nitros. But not the point. Point is, as far as years in wrestling that we've watched all the way through, 2001's probably been the best. 2002 is on par to be equal to that or greater. But as far as 85 through 91, nothing was good, really. I mean, Mania was good, but really, if we're being honest, nothing's been like, wow, man, this is a great year. Right. So 2002, like he said, we're after 9/11. We're kind of on our way there. Mm-hmm. You give this a 2?
Yeah.
I gave it a 2 as well. Would you have spent $500 for front row for this? I'm going to have to...
For maybe like 3 good quality matches?
I'm going to have to say no, because most of the matches were under like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Promos weren't nothing to keep me here. All right, man. This has been the No Disqualification Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at pod_DQ. Follow us on TikTok at No Disqualification Podcast. Our Facebook, No Disqualification Podcast. You can join our group, and you have discussions inside that group. Right now, nobody does, but hey, you can start the discussion. All right.
Discussion.
You can also follow us on Instagram at No Disqualification Podcast. Occasionally, I post little clips there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too active on social medias beside our Twitter, but that will change after I give Tay some of our logins and our passwords.
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one posting.
Right. And feel free to listen to NoDQ doing your long road trips, long work hours, working out. Even if you're in the bedroom banging and slaying and clanging it with your partner, NoDQ Podcast is a very good listen.
As Hulk Hogan once said, me and Mr. T were banging and clanging. And I think he was talking about weights, but maybe not. Maybe he was talking about the things of the bedroom. Who knows?
Who knows?
Hulk Hogan has a tape out there. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure you have, listeners. I'm sure, yeah. Paige, Xavier Woods, Brad Maddox. China has a collection.
RP.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there. Kylie has one. Hulk Hogan has one.
Yep.
It's all
human. We all make mistakes.
Point is, you can be listening to the No Disqualification Podcast when you're making your next child. And who knows, you might name him Terry Adrian. Maybe Laz, maybe Darren. You might name your kid after us, because you're having such a lasting effect. Because of course,
10% off on those raised image drinks.
Yeah, just like you gave your wife 10% off. Woo! Point is, I don't know what the point was, really. But follow us.
Yes.
We're your dealers. you're a junkie, get your fix.
Yes.
This has been the No Disqualification Podcast. I'm Adrian.
Tay. Cha-cha-cha. No fit, no.